They think the president is on to something and they want to get credit for it. So I think it's just a fake. These folks, the reason they're gaining in here is that they honestly think we're probably going to do something before the election, and they want to be ahead of us. But for Republicans to do it, I don't understand.
That's what Scott said, and then I said, "Don't aren't they afraid he'll screw it up?" He said, "No, they have enough confidence in the two of you that no matter what we do, you won't stupid and can't be screwed up." That's a nice patriotic.
But if I don't, and these, we ever survive this election, we have got to be brutal with the Alaska. So do you agree? Brutal.
Another thing I wanted to tell you that you might be interested in, Mr. President, Henry Brandt, as you know, is doing a book on your foreign policy, which I think is going to be extremely favorable.
When's it going to come out after the election?
After the election, but part of it is going to be serialized before the election.
Oh.
And there's one article, one chapter which Life is doing, which describes the day he spent at your house, the day of your China.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He swears it's the most human portrait of you that's ever been. How cool you were, and how human, and how that you picked a rose for his wife, and that you acted as if this was not the most momentous day.
Yeah.
I think that might actually not work badly if he really does what he said.
I hope. That's great. That's great. We are not, this is not to be even breathe at the moment, but I think Bob should know about what we generally have in mind. We're not telling anybody about the next meeting. There's Hague and Henry and I know. But it'll be the 14th. Now, we're not particular. Nobody should know in advance. Then, assuming that various things go on, we will go on to Saigon. We're talking about that, and then to Japan, to the planet Japanese, and then around. That will be at a time that McGovern is moving around, but then Saigon will be a first time in our experience that they're talking seriously.
we would appreciate it if you didn't say it that way, because we're saying that for your God. You can't even say it's hopeful in that sense.
But it is going on.
But
can't say
we are not saying this to you lightly, and when we show you the record, when this is all over, whether it succeeds or fails, you will not look bad, to put it mildly. You won't look as if you'd be taken in. You won't be sorry, and with all the flashy stuff that's going around, what's going to help is something now that shows some solid consistency. Trust and the trust. trouble, Senator. The trouble is we just cannot do it, and we'd rather lose the vote than break our promises to them. Well, and also we don't want to give them the feeling that we're just talking to them so that we can deal with our domestic opponents. So that's why we are so particularly meticulous about not saying anything. Thank you, sir. All the best, Richard.
That's good job. Well, he's hard to handle.
Well, he's a decent guy.
Man,
this is goddamn McIntyre. But these bastards want to make it terrible. Well, can I give them a...
He's on the bench.
He says, can I give him a statement that the negotiations are succeeding? I said, Senator, I can't give you that statement. Even if I could, I wouldn't at this delicate place. I'm telling it to you from my judgment.
You said exactly right. Well, we got to get in. Listen, we lose the vote, screw them.
It is not that important.
Huh?
It is not that important.
We try.
Because what they really want is the government. They don't want it.
That's right. Okay.
But they take x-rays sometimes.
X-ray
and if they x-ray, then Rylan will know exactly.